The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Hey y'all, I want to jump right in. And first things first, I do want to issue a headphone warning. Now, this isn't for language, but just because this conversation ain't for the littles. So mama, if you are listening in your car, if you are doing this over dinner, this is one to just pop in those headphones. Now, I am talking today about relationships and age gaps. Now, I have looked online and one of the number one things Googled about me is how old the difference is between me and my guy, Alex. And I have to tell you, we do have an age gap. I'm 5 years older than he is. So it's not much of an age gap. We are in the same decade, same area. It's kind of inconsequential in a lot of different ways, but it is an age gap. And, you know, sometimes we do feel it, you know, with me approaching 40 and moving into a certain phase of my life, especially as we talk about starting a family. You know, a woman in her 40s starting a family is very different from a guy in his early 30s. He's ready to pop them babies out and will have no trouble doing it. And a lot of us are looking to sunset that chapter of our life, or it's more difficult. So there are differences when you are even just 5 years apart. Now, I want to talk about a larger age gap. If you have been paying attention on social media, you know that there is a hot article that's going around from The Cut, and it's all about women saying that they are huge fans of dating older men because of all the ready-made life perks that come along with it. So what are those ready-made life perks? They are, you know, an income that is stable, a home that's established. And if they're not looking to have children, maybe even getting to play super auntie to some extra babies. But no matter what, they say that it is a thing to go for. If you are in your 20s, just stop playing around, look for that man in his 40s pluses and enjoy that life. And if you have been paying attention to social media a couple months ago, you have heard that there are various celebrities who have been very vocal about being pregnant in their 40s and in their late 30s by boys, athletes that are as young as 21. And several of these women actually have sons that are the same age as the men that they are having children with. You are hearing me correctly. They are having babies by young boys that are as young as 21, 20 years age difference. Now, before I even get into it, I already know that some of you are hearing this because you are saying to yourself, well, that's their right. That's their freedom. Don't judge, extend grace, all of that. Y'all, you know how I am. I absolutely hold space for different lifestyles. I absolutely hold space for people to make the choices that they make and absorb everything that comes along with it. Also, I know some of you may be in larger age gap relationships of your own that work for you, that are a dream with, you know, a beautiful relationship. So I just want to be clear, this is not a judgment or indictment on that choice. However, I do want to call out that we cannot be in this place where we are issuing think pieces and articles and Twitter threads going back and forth about how this is a perfectly traditional relationship that people need to be open to, as if it is totally normal and there are no psychological consequences, that there are no differences or changes because of it. Y'all, at what point did we start saying to ourselves that the things are normal and they can't be both? It can be both absolutely and wildly inappropriate for a 40-year-old woman to be in a relationship with a 21-year-old child. And I do use the word child seriously, and I'll go into why, although some of y'all mamas right now are like, exactly, right? And also be in love and making a choice. And, you know, they're feeling something special because we are not in their relationship. But here are the reasons why I know right out of the gate that this ain't it. And we need to start calling it out. First things first, if that was your baby, you would be at their front door, banging down that door saying, "What are you doing with my child?" Anyone who is a mother to a 20-plus-year-old child between the ages of, say, 20 and 25 knows that they are children. I have a 21-year-old and I have a 24-year-old. I can tell you right now that neither of them has the capability of being in a relationship with someone in their 40s. That is not a knock to my children at all. They are resilient. They are capable. They are brilliant. They are smart girls that are living wonderful lives and rounding out into very well-developed and impactful women. And they've overcome a lot. So they have definitely embraced more than their fair share of a difficult life. But I will tell you that there are certain things that come with age that cannot be denied. And frankly, there's no way that they will even understand until they get there. And on a simple level, scientifically, we already know that there are parts of your brain that are not developed until the age of 25, and for some, a little later. And that area is called your prefrontal cortex. It is the part of your brain that is responsible for decision making and long-term thinking. So even if you want to say, well, they're grown, and like in one of these circumstances, the 21-year-old is a professional athlete with a massive multi-million, like we're talking 30 million plus contract, you know, has been essentially living in the world as an adult for some time, and he's definitely over 18, which we know is a made up number that indicates you're an adult, but hardly indicates, you know, actual maturity. But he's been living in the world, you know, and making adult decisions on his own for a while. But make no mistake, he still has 4 years before he can truly develop and understand the full consequence of his choices and decisions. And he is laid up with a 39-year-old woman and making a baby when that 39-year-old woman is fully aware of her decisions. As a matter of fact, her brain has been fully developed for as long as he has been breathing. So since we know that, we cannot deny that there is a power dynamic. There is an awareness there that is undeniable and a little bit wrong. You know, it's a little bit wrong because there's no way that he's coming into it with the same full understanding of the choices that they're making together as a couple. It just isn't even possible because scientifically he doesn't have that ability. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a one-off where he may be more developed than the typical child, but it's a stretch, right? It is a stretch. And furthermore, I remember the days when we used to look at the men out there who would be married to women who would help them through their career, blah, 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 get into their 60s and trade them in for a 30-year-old, right? And we would be like, how could you do that? And what do you want with a 30-year-old? And we would always say, you know, women, elbow, you know, to the ribs, we'd be like, hey, you know, you only want one thing with that 30-year-old. So why aren't we holding women to the same standard? I know that when I have a son, if a woman comes in and she is 47 years old and she wants to date my 30-year-old son who has crossed the line of developmental, you know, brain thinking, so he can be more responsible for his decisions as her peer, because catch this, I'm her peer. I'm going to say, what do you want with my baby? What do you want with my baby? And mamas, I know right now y'all are in the same, listen, we have been in this for a while. I know you feel the same way. I know you are nodding your head saying to yourself, honestly, though, that might be good for them, but you're not bringing that in my house, you know? Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that it is almost summertime. Like legit, it's like this year is just flying by, and before we know it, we're going to blink and the kids are going to be home for spring break and then summer, and I've got to keep up with them. And I want to let you know that one of the things that I am embracing this season is comfort. It is so critically important to me that I'm able to move around and keep up with my kids, and Maiden Form is helping me do that. Now, I don't know what you know about Maiden Form, because my mom used to buy Maiden Form all the time. They have a lot of history and they've been around for over 100 years, but I need you to get a taste of them. It's their hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maiden Form. This brand has a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras. But now they're bringing us a new kind of classic. They're the chicest basics you've ever seen. I love them because it's all yummy and buttery soft fabrics. They feel expensive, but they're not. They have incredible style, but the style doesn't break the bank. And I love it because all of their designs are stretchy. They're comfortable. They're in incredible colors. I mean, I am a, you know, bigger girl up top. And I love it because I've got a wire-free, for real wire-free, that offers actual support. And it looks great. If I want to wear it to work out or just throw it on underneath a business blouse, it still looks great, but it feels comfortable, almost like I'm wearing a tank top, but with the support. I love it because it's playful and it helps me feel confident. And I'm telling you, it's something to look into. This is not the maiden form of our mom's years. This is the maiden form for us. Y'all, I want you to visit maidenform.com and use the code Nicole20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's maidenform.com and use code Nicole20 for 20% off your first order. And DM me what you get because I'm trying to stock up too.
Are you single and struggling with dating or in a long-term relationship and want to take that next step? Or maybe you've been together with your partner forever and you want to spice things up. We Met at Acme is a dating podcast for you, and I really hope you come check it out. I'm Lindsay Metzeler, and we have so much to talk about together. So check out We Met at Acme wherever you listen to podcasts, and I can't wait to meet you.
So catch this. This hits a little close to home because I have been dealing with this. Now, my 24-year-old is just now getting into the world, right? She's been dealing with her recovery process. She, recently just got her first car, her first apartment. She's really starting to flap her wings and get out into the world. I am so, so proud of her. She's been sober for a year now, actually over a year, technically, because she had her sober birthday 2 weeks ago. So we're so, so proud of Big Tiny. But she's also dating and dating differently. So, you know, during the years that she was struggling with her sobriety, she was making different dating choices, ones that I don't think were reflective of what she necessarily deserved, but they were definitely reflective of where she was at the time. And of course, you know, she learned a lot about that dating. Now, what is interesting is now that she's 24, she is seeking out different types of relationships, but she is exploring and expanding. And I have to tell y'all, she called me up and told me she is dating someone new. And the only reason I'm sharing about this is one, you know, the relationship is not happening anymore, you know, so this is a chapter of her life that has closed, you know, but also because it really relates to this. And I'll be the first one to call myself out about, you know, how I felt about it, how I handled it, you know, before I talk about somebody else's stuff. So she told me she was dating someone new and she was really excited about him. And they'd been seeing each other for a couple months and it started off kind of casual, right? So, you know, y'all, I don't need to go into detail. We're all adults here, you know, but start off kind of casual. They're seeing each other maybe once a week and he's always coming to see her and, you know, they get a meal, spend some time together and then move on with their lives. And that was kind of the first couple months of dating. And then once they started kind of approaching 6 months, then maybe they're seeing each other on a weekend here and there, which anyone who's ever dated knows if they're giving you their Friday and Saturday, that is prime time, right? If you don't move into prime time pretty quick, you know that they probably have something else going on, right? Or they're trading in your time for something that they think is more valuable. So, you know, she started getting a couple prime time days and, but still the relationship is very much one where she hasn't met his friends, hasn't really met his family, hasn't really been part of his world. They've just kind of had their bubble together. So all of these things alone had my mama radar, like, I don't know about him, right? I don't know about him. I don't think he's taking my daughter seriously enough, you know, and I recognize, and all of you know this already, when it comes to my babies, I'm extra. Don't care. Call me a helicopter mom. Say that I do too much. Say that I'm overprotective. Say that I am the extraist of all the moms and I need to let them babies go because kids need breathing room to live. That's fine. Call me that. Don't care. It's who I am. My babies are going to be fine and tucked up under me. You do you for your kids. That's how I am about my kids. I do not play about mine. Don't care. So all that being said, this guy was not good enough for her already. Didn't even need to know anything extra. But then when I said, give me his background and stats, because of course, as a mom, I need to know his first and last, his job, like everything about him. Like I want to know about him. When she gave me his stats and she stopped at saying that he was 33, I said, wait. I said, Not you telling me that you want me to sit at a holiday meal with a man who is the same age as mine? No. Listen, no. I recognize that because I adopted you, it puts us in this weird window where we can share clothes, share music, and date roughly in the same range. But you are stretching your range, sis, when I did not stretch my range down. Okay, I'm dating within the right range. You are stretching up. I am not okay with that. I'm really deeply not okay with that. Now, I will say for the record, because I do balance out my parenting, right? Like all my feelings inside of no, you not, don't necessarily come out, right? Not in the interaction with my children. So these were inside thoughts. But I definitely looked at her and said, can you tell me more about that? And if you've read my book, you know that is my go-to phrase. Tell me more about that. That's what I say. That coupled with Botox, right? Botox makes my face not express. And tell me more about that allows my kids to have room to talk while I diffuse the rage within. So when she says to me that he is 33, and I'm like, not almost 10 years older than you. It just made everything click. Now, all the mamas here know right now, he's not introducing you to his friends. He's busy. He's only seeing you once a week on a very casual tip for about 6 months. And you are in a very new transition-y type of phase of life. You know, there are also some really big cultural and religious differences. He comes from a very strong culture that has a very strong religious background that is very different from her personal belief systems. And their religious background also dictates a very strong family unit. So to be in a relationship with someone, basically I'm saying his mama did not know about her. Y'all know what that means. All I could say from my older 40-year-old brain that could process decision-making that my 24-year-old could not see was this man is not serious about you. Furthermore, and into also including, there's no way during Thanksgiving that our men are going to be sitting there playing Call of Duty, cackling together. Okay. While me and you are in the kitchen getting food ready. This is not a relationship I am fitting to have. Okay. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like this is regular, right? I have an issue with it. These are all my inside thoughts. My thoughts expressed to my daughter were as simple as, so what do you think about all this? And she's like, yeah, you know, I definitely want something more. And, you know, I definitely feel like, you know, maybe he's not giving me as much time and maybe, you know, we could do this. Meanwhile, I'm saying to myself, he's not giving you time because he's not taking you seriously. So in any case, you know, long story short, called it like I saw it. Relationship fizzled out. He's not, you know, expanding because he's not trying to be with a 24-year-old outside of pleasant company, you know, and she learned from it. She was like, yeah, you know, it's not that that was so much older, but I probably need someone who is more aligned with the season of life I'm in. Someone I can grow with and someone who can understand where I am and see me completely, you know, rather than someone who, you know, maybe in other chapters, you know. And one of the things that simply goes along with that is if this man in the next year or two is ready to start a family and you are not, you know, you are 25 and not even thinking about that, that would be an example of something that would be different. If you're saying, I want to start a family in 5-6 years, and he's like, I don't want to start a family at 40. Well, sis, here's the issue. You know what I mean? So we had conversations that followed up on why this relationship may not have worked out and different things she can learn from it and different things to look for in the future. But I say all this to say that she didn't even see it coming at 24. What do you think a 21-year-old is going to know about being with a 39-year-old? And now, mamas, if you did not take my headphone warning seriously before, let's put it back on and talk for real. I am a woman who's come through divorce. Right. And I was last in a serious relationship at 22. I got married at 22, you know, to someone who was only my ex at the time was 6 years older than me. So, you know, we were still in the same range, but I consider myself very young. I actually don't think that 21, 22-year-old should even be getting married. But y'all can yell at me about that a different day, you know, but I just don't feel like they have, you change so much. 21 is so different from 25. 25 is so different from 30. 30 is so different from 35. And if you're telling me that you can think of yourself and be like, oh no, I was the same person. I was fully developed. I was fully formed. I didn't learn anything different in those time frames. Then you probably want to sit down with a therapist, because growth is important and you should be changing each of those years. But all that being said, I remember being 22 and the experience I've had, the life experiences, in addition to my physical experiences, understanding my body, understanding what I like, understanding how to assert myself, understanding how to communicate my needs. These are all things that, honestly, no lie, y'all, did not become fully developed and fully formed until I hit my 30s, right? So 8 years of being whole married and not even understanding how to communicate some things about my body. Now, I know that that's different for different women, but realistically, it takes time. They say that women enter their sexual prime in their late 30s. And I can tell you, as someone who became divorced in their late 30s, I understand things now, and I can also ask for them and guide them in ways that are very different than when I was 22. And if some of y'all are saying to yourselves you don't relate, then again, slide into my DM, sis. We need to have a different conversation. But I can tell you now that at 39, there is nothing I want from a 21-year-old. There is nothing a 21-year-old can provide or do for me with a level of understanding that is required for my 39-year-old self. And I know several of you right now are on your treadmills, nodding your head like, listen, right? So knowing this, right? Knowing this, it begs the question, what are we doing having think pieces and conversations and arguments in the DMs about how this is regular, people can live their lives, or even stuff like, well, sis secured the bag, right? Like, just because that younger person is richer, you know, and has significant money. If you're telling me that she secured the bag, then you're telling me that you are fully aware and signing on and co-signing and encouraging the financial predatory status of an older adult on a younger child. That's wrong when they're your parents. Like, are you kidding me right now? What has happened to us? Make it make sense. Right? Make it make sense. I understand that we can absolutely respect and observe the boundaries of others to make choices in their own lives, but I also need us to not forget our morality. Hey, friends. So I know you're listening to this while in the middle of being in the kitchen or chasing after the kids or in the background at work or maybe hanging out in the driveway after work. And I want to let you know that I have those moments too, but I'd love for us to take a mini break together to just kind of step outside of the routine and do something that's for us. Take a deep breath, maybe grab a bite or refill that water bottle, whatever it is that we choose to focus on ourselves for today. It's up to you, but it's important that we take that time. Now, how do I like to take my breaks? I like to move around. I get up, I get out of my office and I walk and I move. And to make that a little easier to do, I make a point to always pack my favorite Nike gear. Now, the chat we have here today is sponsored by Nike, and that's because they genuinely and authentically care about us, not just about how we feel when we move our bodies, but to make sure that the gear that we're wearing works for us. And I absolutely love their Indie Bra. The Indie Bra is back, and it actually comes in 3 different support levels. They've got it in low, medium, and high for however you need to move in it. And it's all about feeling sculpted, but also having confidence that it's contoured to your every move. And I absolutely love it because I can actually adjust the strap. So I have that extra freedom of movement. And of course, the style is perfect. And because it's Nike, it always looks good to flatter our bodies, but it's also designed to fit and make sure that we can actually do the things that we need to do. And nothing pairs better with my Indie Bra than their incredible universal leggings. You've already seen me wearing these. I love them. They have that support of flexibility and that comfort. But honestly, I can wear them to work because they can handle whatever it is that my day brings. Now, before you finish your break, I would love for you to head over to Nike.com and grab a pair of universal leggings and pick out the Indie Bra, the one that makes sense for you. And no matter what you do, just remember that we can't keep plowing forward every single day without taking time to make sure that we're focusing on us being mindful and being our best self. So y'all, shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. And triple shout out to my allergies for making them super necessary. Now, small bit of Nicole trivia that you may not know, I am a big time allergy sufferer. And especially around this time of year, it makes it more difficult to get outside, enjoy myself, hang out with the kids when I'm struggling with a stuffy nose and I'm all drippy and weird. It's so, so terrible. I feel tired. I feel distracted. And honestly, I can't even hang out and chat with you here because when I try to record, I sound like a duck. But luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Now, it's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. And this double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, sinus congestion, pressure with ease. Y'all, it is a necessary item to make sure that you can really enjoy this spring at its max. Now, if you are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. I think it's so interesting because we hear about all these stories on the internet and we always say to ourselves, like, where is it all coming from? Right? Where is it all coming from? Like, is this something that's new? It's not new. You know, there's a million stories that I remember growing up of, you know, people, like if you guys have ever seen The Graduate, right? Like this huge disparity. But remember that the context within which we used to look at these relationships was one where they stood out, or we acknowledge that it was maybe a little inappropriate, or that it was the one off. And frankly, a lot of parents would put their foot down and say, it's not okay. And maybe that's because our parenting has changed. Maybe the parenting of the boomers, which, listen, I acknowledge there's a lot of things they didn't do right, right? God bless therapy that they may have been afraid of, but that we are embracing as millennials. But millennials now are the parents. We are the parents. We are responsible for the fact that these young Gen Zs and the young alphas are coming out different. Right. And we also bear the responsibility of not being too free. Like, we've been raised as free range children. Live your life, express, go do what you want. And there's some beauty that comes with that. But even though our parents may have failed to be insistent on certain elements of morality, it doesn't release us from the expectation and responsibility of exercising that morality. We know right from wrong. We know right from wrong. And I think that that is where I get shocked and confused. We're watching these people make these choices. And in the past, it used to be that the choice itself was the conversation, because it was like, you can't be serious right now. There's no possible way that these people are in this huge relationship of massive disparity. I mean, literally, it became TV shows. You guys remember Anna Nicole Smith, you know, dating the 80-year-old? You know, like, it became a thing where it would dominate headlines. And the focus of the headline was, how outrageous is this? And how outraged are we collectively as a society that this is a choice? Because there's got to be something here that is not appropriate. And we know that intellectually there is an advantage that is given to the older party here. Like, we all said the same thing, even if we let them do their thing, right? We all knew. And how many times have we seen in the years after, when a lot of these relationships sunset, when a lot of these people break up, that you hear these stories of Playboy playmates, influencers, young girls in the music industry coming out and saying, I was taken advantage of, within like 5 to 10 years, right? They're saying there's an impact, right, to what has happened to me because I was too young and I didn't know. But once their brains developed and clicked in, they knew. And we all were like, we saw it happening. We called it out. You wanted to do what you wanted to do. We even made a spectacle and entertainment of it in social or on TV and reality TV. But now we acknowledge this was inappropriate. I can literally rack my brain and think of so many scenarios where this has happened. And it is clearly the outcome, right? We've gotten to see the full range of relationship. So knowing this, right? Knowing this, at what point did we start saying in the new form of journalism, right? The comment section of social media, the social media gossip threads that we see on Instagram and on TikTok, that people are making arguments that are being legitimized, that this is okay. It is, you know, just a different form of a relationship, and that there is no disparity, right? There's no difference in them, because maybe, you know, she looks really good for her age. Because I will also say, to the credit of a lot of these older women who are dating these younger boys, they look really the heck good. Okay. Like, real talk, these women are giving 25. Like, 30 isn't 30-ing like it used to 30. 40 is 40-ing like 25, okay? Like, call it modern medicine, call it juicing, you know, better sleep, self-care, soft life, whatever it is. These women are giving young, and I can understand why these boys intellectually can't separate the fact that what they're seeing physically in front of them is not matching up with what we know to be the case as a 40-year-old woman. But again, the responsibility lies with us. If you are a 40-year-old woman who's able to raise a 21-year-old son and teach him certain things, you better believe that you know exactly what's going on in that 21-year-old's mind, and sadly are in a position to manipulate it, even if you are saying you are not doing that. And can you understand what I mean by that? Even if the person is not aware that they're being manipulative, even if that person doesn't have the intent to be manipulative, it doesn't change the fact that they have the power dynamic where, in any case, financially, in an argument, in making decisions, they are able to have the upper hand because their brain can do things that the younger one cannot. And that is why it's a problem. And the biggest issue is that we are starting to co-sign that problem and act like it's not a big deal in our social media conversations. I don't want to see a think piece in the New York Times or in The Cut or on Shade Room about how, is it right if? Is this okay if? Stop that. It's not okay. It's not okay. Is it their right and their freedom to be able to make that choice? Absolutely. Is it our business whether or not they decide to make that choice? No, it is not. Is it their boundary to be able to have that relationship and live and absorb the consequences and the positive things also that come with that relationship? Sure. But is it a normal, healthy, balanced and fair relationship that should be encouraged and embraced and seen as something that is constantly fair and appropriate for all kids who are 21 as an option? Absolutely not. Immediately no. It is absolutely wildly insane for us to sit around and pretend in the comments like, get it, girl, secure that bag. Miss me with that. So as you see these articles start coming out, as you start seeing these conversations happening on the internet, as you see these social media celebrities running around with these, you know, wildly younger kids. And when I say younger, I mean like more than 10 years. 10 years can be a stretch depending on the season of life you're in. But when you're 50 dating a 40-year-old, that is way different than when you are 30 dating an 18-year-old. And we all know it. As you see these things, please do not be afraid to stand in your truth and in the truth of this doesn't make sense. They can still do what they want to do, and we can still acknowledge that there may be room for them to be a one-off situation, but we don't have to sit around and act like there isn't something predatory, inappropriate, and psychologically irresponsible of older women or older men dating kids who have not reached their intellectual prime. And I'm okay saying it because I want to live in a world where I know my girls are safe and surrounded by people who are going to try to date people that can be their mental, financial, intellectual, and spiritual peers. And I hope that for your kids as well. So all that being said, let's stand together in our morality, sisters, okay? And not lose ourselves in this internet space. We're going to make it make sense. Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.